My question is, how did God create the universe? How? How did God create the universe? Huh? He speak? Let's see verse 2. And the earth was without form, void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. Perhaps this is the prelude to the birth of the beautiful and orderly universe, to the life within, therein. It might also be the result of the fallen angel. The fruitful land was a desert, all its town lay in ruin. Similarly, the devil turned the heart of the man into the void and darkness. So before the creation, according to the account of the Bible, the earth was without form and void. So there is a possibility, because of the work of Satan, was cast down from heaven to the earth. And since Bible did not very clearly stated why it was void and why it was in darkness, so there is no need for us to have a second guess. If anything God wants us to know, it was mentioned in the Bible. But this also can refer to the spiritual creation. Before a person accept Jesus Christ, actually this person's heart is in darkness and void. And then God starts to work in the heart of a person, and the new heaven and new earth, a new heart can be created. So the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Move in the Hebrew is rahav, which means shook, or stir up. The Spirit of God stir up upon the face of the water. And the mighty power of the Spirit of God will shook the face of the water, because the source that generated more energies. Okay. So God made the planet Earth prior to all other planets in the universe. Obviously, then the universe was made for the Earth, and God, the Earth is almost important planet on which men were created after his image. Therefore, the end of the world comes. God will destroy the earth as well as the entire universe. This is indirect understanding of the Bible, not directly the teaching of the Bible. But from the Bible, can we see any evidence of the alien? The people come from the outer space. From the Bible, you can never find any hint that there was an alien come from the outer space. The Bible only mentioned about God created the man in the earth. So Paul encouraged Timothy, you had to avoid all of the talk in vanity. I think nowadays, including talking about 外太空人, the people come from the outer space. Now, all that kind of talk make no sense, will never increase your spirituality, has no help in your spiritual discipline, or the some kind of astrology, the way the stars arrange, how to use a way to tell what is going to happen, that's no help at all. Because the Bible never mentioned about that. Okay, so when the Spirit of God stir up in the water, and then God start to speak. Verse 3, and God said, that there be light, and there was light. God said, and it was completed. page 37, the closed gazette, and is found 10 times. The word of God is life and is power. According to Luke chapter 1 verse 37, that refer to Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For which God nothing will be impossible. And Mary said, behold, 37, and behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the 6 months with her, who was called barren. Verse 37, for which God nothing will be impossible. 38, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be me according to your words. And the angel departed from her. So the angel declared to the mother of Jesus, Mary, you are going to conceive a baby. She commanded any words come from God with his power. So when God speaks, he can create something from nothing. According to Romans chapter 4, the God Abraham believed is a God who can make the dead become resurrected. He can create something out of nothing. So that is God. He is almighty. That's what we cannot do it. And Jesus is the same. When Jesus speak, and the Satan came out of the person. When Jesus speak, and the storm calmed down. When Jesus speak, and the fig tree withered. We human beings, nobody have this kind of power. Right? When you speak, nothing happened. Right? Why? When you speak, nothing happened. Because we are human beings. Our words has no power. But when God speak, he is God. Also, when he speak, the world has power. So the world can accomplish, the world can create, the world can destroy. The world contains a lot of power. So God created the universe with his words. In the creation of God, only two creation of God, God made something out of something. All the other creation are made by his words. What are the two creation made by God out of something? The first is man, right? God used a man to create, to use the earth, the dust to make a form of man. And God gave a breath and man become a living man. And later on, God created Eve. You use the Adam's rib and create a woman. And then in the beginning, all the other creation in the first 6 days, God said, and it was created. So this is a very, very different way of God's creation. B. The order of creation, the first day, the heaven and the earth and the light. The second day, the firmament, the air, the division of water above and below the firmament. The third day, the grass, the herb, the fruit tree and the vegetation. The fourth day, the sun, the moon and the stars. The fifth day, marine life and the birds. The 6 days, the living creature, the creeping things, beast and final mankind. From the order of creation, God perceive, we perceive God's great wisdom and love. He prepared the necessary environment for all life to survive. like air, water, sun, and moon, created for all other things before he met man. Let us think about. If God created man in the first day, what is going to happen? If God created man in the first day, what is going to happen? If God created the man in the first day, what is going to happen? Will die? You have to fast for 5 days. you may not die, but you have to be hungry, right? And God is a merciful Father. He will not human being suffer without any reason.
Oh.
So God created man in the 6 days. When man was created, everything has been prepared. All the food, all the water, all the light, all the air, all the comfortable environment have been created. Because in the creation of God, man was living under the blessing of God. So you can see verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiplied, full of earth and burden. Okay, you mentioned that God blessed them. Men were living under the blessing of God. So men were living under a very wonderful environment. Nowadays, we always suffer because we lack the blessing of God. We lack the blessing of God. Okay. So God created man in the 6 days. And from God's creation, you can know three very important God's divine nature. You can know three important deity of God from God's creation. What kind of the divine nature you can understand? From God's creation, at least you can understand three kinds of important deity of God. From God's creation.
First,
it's God's power. It's God's power. How big is the universe? Who can answer? How big is the universe? How big is the universe? Is there an age in of the universe? Nobody can understand how big is the universe. And this is the creation of God. So when you stand in front of the pyramid, right, in Egypt, you will really feel the human brain in the Egyptian ancient time, really very smart. They don't have computer, and then they can build a pyramid, tens of tons, a piece of the rock. They will move to the top. I don't know how did they build up the pyramid. When you visited the Long Wall in China, 1,000 miles, and they can build so great wall. So you admire at that time, the king mobilized so many people build a so great wall. But when you look into the nature created by God, so huge universe, and you can understand God is very powerful. First one, God is very powerful. The second one, you can, from God's creation, you can understand the wisdom of God. Wisdom of God. Right? We have no time to quote the Bible. God created the universe with his wisdom. And we try to use our wisdom to find out the theory, the creation of God. So you spend four years, you get a bachelor degree. You spend another few years, you get a doctorate degree, right? According to Chinese, doctor means what? 博士, huh? What do you mean 博士? 博士 means you know a lot. But actually, a doctor is only specialized in a very small field, So if a person want to know a lot about the universe, you have to study all your life, you still cannot know them all. Actually, what we are studying every day, is try to discover the mystery of God's creation. So God created the universe with the wisdom. It's far beyond your understanding. This is God's creation. With power and with the wisdom. And God controls the universe with His power and wisdom. Have you ever seen and visited NASA in Houston? Right? When a satellite has been launched to the space, a lab technician has to use a lot of very powerful computer to trace and to control the direction, the height, the speed of the satellite, right? If the computer breaks down, then there is no hope they can come back. So a few years ago, there was an astronaut in the space from Russia. Because some kind of mechanical reason, their spaceship cannot return to the Earth. So some kind of message intercepted by the agency in the United States. The astronaut of the Russia say bye-bye to the wife. Because what? He is heading towards the unknown place where can never come back. Only a small mechanical problem, human being can never come back to the Earth. So you can see we human being, our power is limited, our wisdom is limited. And God is unlimited. And from God's creation, more important is that you can find out God's love. Can you find a verse from the Bible? Everywhere is full with the love of God. 遍地充满神的慈爱. Where does the Bible say so? I give you a hint. Psalm. Huh? 103? Let me see. Verse? Which verse? This is indirect, There was a verse directly mentioned. Let me quote, and you find which is. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Where the Bible says in the book of Psalm, the earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Try to find in Psalm, after Psalm, after chapter 30, before chapter 35, between 30 and 35. Yeah, 33:5. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. So from God's creation, we can understand God's love. The earth was full with the steadfast love of the Lord. So God created the universe with love. Now, my question is, look around. Did you see the love of God in the universe? Yes or no? Does anyone see the love of God in God's creation? Timo, did you see it? Oh, where? Name some. Okay. Yeah. Everywhere, God designed with wisdom and love. Let us pinpoint some. I think you know a lot, right? You study a lot of science, right? Dew. Where comes the dew? D-E-W, dew. The moisture, right? In the evening will become dew. Why? Why the moisture in the evening will become dew? You look into the sunshine, right? Shine into the dew and it becomes colorful, very, very beautiful, right? But that is not the main purpose. Why God created dew? Do you know? Huh? Yeah, yeah, to regulate the temperature, huh? When the moisture will condense to become a dew, it will absorb the heat or it will release the heat. I ask you some physics question. When the moisture condense to become a dew, it will release the heat or absorb the heat. Well, your physics is A or B or C. Let me ask you the opposite question. When the water evaporates to become a moisture, it will absorb the heat in order to evaporate or it will reduce the heat? Absorb, right? The sunshine scorching the water and then the water evaporates because the water absorbs the heat and evaporates. Now, the opposite direction. When the moisture condensed it to become a dew, the moisture will release the heat. So in the evening, it's very cold, right? And then the moisture contained to the dew, it releases the heat. So in the evening, it will not be too cold. It will not be too cold. But in the daytime, if you spray the water in the ground, right, you can see a lot of vapor, right? And then the temperature can be reduced. So this is the love of God. You go to the moon, if you visit the moon, there is no dew. And what happened? The daytime temperature and the nighttime temperature will be so much different, more than 100, 200 degrees. Can you be there comfortably? In the evening, you have to put all different kind of coat, just like Eskimo, right? The people in the North Pole, right? In the daytime, you take out everything just like people in Africa. That kind of life is not comfortable. So this is the love of God. You create the dew. Now you look into the moon in the evening. It's not only for beauty. The ancient time, the people look at the moon, they enjoy the moon, and then they compose some kind of poem, right? But that is the main purpose. Because of the moon, what is the function of moon? What is the function of moon? Light? Only light? Gravity, right? Because of the moon has the gravity, so there will be have a tide in the ocean, right? Big tide, low tide, high tide. And because of the tide, you can see the waves are moving around. And because of moving out of the waves, so the oxygen can and come into the water, so the fish can survive. If there is no moon there, and then there is no oxygen in the ocean, and all the big fish die. If you have the experience of raising the fish, if you raise a lot of fish in the tank, you have to purchase a pump, right? Auto the pump, air pump. Keep on pumping the air, right? Why you have to pump the air, right? Because you want the air to touch the water so that oxygen can dissolve into the water so the fish can survive. So if you see the fish, it's just like seems losing that kind of alertness, soonness. Maybe the fish already lose oxygen in the water. So this is the love of God. So God created the universe everywhere. It is the love. Do you visit in Arizona? There was a big crater. The diameter is, I think, is a few miles in Arizona. And there was a sign mentioned about how come the crater was made. A big stone come from outer space, hit on the earth. There was a big earthquake and then a swallow. The earth swallow and become a crater. In the evening, you can see a lot of shooting star, right? Very bright shooting star. Where comes the shooting star? Because the falling star have friction with the air, and high speed cause high temperature and burn out in the outer space. If there is no atmosphere, just like in the moon, what is going to happen? I tell you, all the skyscraper in the San Francisco going to collapse. But every day you are going to have big earthquake. Maybe 8 degrees, well, a big earthquake. No, earthquake. Right? Because all the stars directly hit to the earth without burning out or reducing the size. So this is the love of God. Okay. And then in Australia, if you look into the scientific report, in Australia is supposed to be a very beautiful country, but the skin cancer, the rate is highest in the world. Do you know why? The skin cancer rate in Australia is the highest one. Why? It is not because a lot of people try to have a sun bath. No. It is because if you look into the picture taken by the satellite, the ozone have a hole destroyed by the refrigerator, that kind of coolant evaporate and destroy the ozone. So if God did not create the ozone, then all the radiation in the universe will cause you to suffer from cancer. So God created the universe with love, with love. We are not talking about so high. We're talking about your body, your physical body. God created the universe, your physical body, with wisdom and love. If you can't create your nose facing upwards, how are you going to do? Your nostril, the two nostrils facing upwards. When it's heavy rain and all the rain come in, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to survive. Or your nostril put in the back. When you want to eat something, you want to smell whether this is fresh or bad. You have to put outside and come back. It's very inconvenient. It's very inconvenient. So this is exactly creation of wisdom and love. The wisdom and love. So God's creation is wonderful. If God creation your ear, right? This side is facing just direction side. Then you can not hear anyone in front of you talking to you or hear all the noise in your back. It's difficult. So God creation is perfect. It's perfect. He create with wisdom and love. Wisdom and love. So after God create everything, and what did God say? Now we come back to page 37. Okay, let me come back to chapter 1 verse 10. Genesis chapter 1 verse 10. You start from verse 4, verse 4. And God saw that the light was good. And verse 10. God called the dry land and earth the water that were gathered together, and called the seed, and God saw that it was good. Repeatedly, Bible say, God saw it is good. After God's creation, God saw it is good. What does it mean, it is good? It is good means what? There is no need to improve it. So once God's creation done, then it's perfect. No need to improve it. It is good. God create everything is good because He created with wisdom, power, and love. So everything is good. Okay. But according to what happened later on, only one thing was no good, right? Which is no good. Chapter 2, verse 18. And they all said that it is not good. Right? Everything was good. It was good and was good in chapter 2. Chapter 1. And then chapter 2 verse 18 say, and they say, it is not good that man shall live alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. It was no good. So, my young brother and sister, if you still feel single is good, then you are not the time for getting married. Right? Until one day you feel, I myself is alone, is no good, then it is time for you to get married. Right? So God saw that Adam was not good, then is the time God created Eve. Okay. So, okay. Now we come back to page 37. See, God said that there be light, and light is not the sunlight, but the light that comes from God. God called the light days, and darkness called night. Means the earth begin to revolve. God made the firmament and separate the water under the firmament from the water above it. God had created the atmosphere to protect the life on earth and to provide sufficient element for all living things through his immense wisdom and love. The water under the firmament referred to the ocean, occupied two-thirds of the surface area of the earth. Before the third day of creation, the entire earth was covered by his water. The water above the firmament referred to the layer of vapor, a canopy, and enveloped the firmament to provide greenhouse effect. This is not directly come from the Bible. This is some of the scientists try to come up with theory to explain what's going on in the day of Noah's flood. So this only serves as your reference. This is not an official answer of interpretation of your Bible. After his kind, in chapter 1, verse 11, verse 12, verse 21, verse 24, verse 25, the term is mentioned 10 times. Every living thing was created by God from the beginning of his own kind. Such as the crops, beans, eagle, cow, horse, and bear, tiger, snake, ant, monkey, dog, cat, human, etc. They were definitely not formed by evolution because after his kind, God already defined which kind you belong to, and they cannot cross to the other kind. So there are only slight variation within each kind. Breeding can be done only within the same kind. Crossing breeding of different kinds is impossible. Now, kind is not species, a term used in evolution. So fossil are the strongest evidence to prove that evolution is absolutely wrong. After his own kind. So you can look into the monkey, right? Or 猩猩怎么讲? Gorilla, yeah. It looks very like men, right? Gorilla, they look very alike, the men. But it's different kind, So we are not evolved from the gorilla, it's different kind. But why God created a gorilla or a monkey look so similar with human being? To then human being get confused, I don't know. So maybe one day you see God face by face, you can ask him, why you create in this way? We don't know. And God said that there be light in the firmament of the heaven, and divided the day from the night, and that them be for signs, for season, and for days, for years. And God made two light, great light, the greater light toward the day, and the lesser light toward the night. And he made the stars also. God made the solar system and stars in the universe to provide a perfect environment for all plants and creatures to survive. And this also can prefigure God, Jesus, and the church, and the saint. All the light of the moon and the star come from the sun. So Jesus, the church is to reflect the divine nature of God. The saint is to reflect the divine nature of God. Just like the moonlight and the starlight come from the sun. Okay. Chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. God made man after his own image. The image of God referred to the image of spiritual body. And the image of spirituality. The degree of perfection of spirituality on earth. And then directly related to the degree of the glory of spiritual body in heaven. So after his own image, that means the image of God. So the reason human beings are very noble, because human being was created after the image of God. Can you find in the New Testament what is the image of God? In the New Testament, what is the image of God? Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 24. The Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God, in the true righteousness and holiness. So this is the likeness of God. So, when person sin against God, does the person still possess the likeness of God? No. We lose the likeness of God. So, outwardly speaking, nowadays, the man looks more handsome, and the woman looks more beautiful, right? Because we have different kind of cosmetics and different kind of dressing, right? And abundance of nutrition and also exercise. So men and women looks more handsome and beautiful, but inwardly, spiritually speaking, you look into human being's life, then you can find out, we human beings, we lose the image of God already. So in the eyes of God, in the eyes of God, we are not noble anymore. We are dead spiritually because we lose the image of God. So human beings try to value a person based on what I can see physically, whether you are beauty, whether you are tall, whether you have money, but God tries to value a person based on how much do you have the likeness of God. If you really have the likeness of God, even you like Nazareth, very poor, you are very valuable person. So this is the difference between a spiritual person look at a person and a worldly person look at a person. Image of God will decide your value in the eyes of God. And that's what we are striving forwards, to recreate the image of God through the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, by His words, the image of God. So we human beings, now the reason in the eyes of God we are not so valuable, because we lose the image of God. Okay, so God made man after his own image. And what is his own image? The righteousness and the holiness. This is the image of God. Okay, page 38. Page 38. God said, we. And in chapter 1, verse 26, God referred himself to we. So a lot of people use this terminology, this term, we, say, oh, you see, Trinity, right? In the Genesis chapter 1, mentioned about we, because what? God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, three are in one, so he mentioned we, because three persons in one, so he can consider himself we. But there are different interpretation. It does not denote plurality or Trinity. There are several explanations. God, as the king of the spiritual world, was speaking to his angel. And then God was speaking to his beloved son, who has been established before the foundation of the world. So God made man and woman according to his image, according to verse 1, chapter 27. Chapter 1, verse 26 say, we, but chapter 1, verse 27 say, his image, singular, not plural. So we is a way to address himself as a king. So in the ancient time, the king addressed themselves to differentiate the ordinary people address themselves. So the king called himself we. Actually, the king is only one person. See, God blesses mankind. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Today's population and distribution of the mankind. God blessed the people to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Nowadays, if you get married and the minister who officiate your wedding ceremony and bless you, you have a lot of descendants, multiply a lot. How do you feel? You're worrisome, right? You're worrisome. Okay. But spiritual, this blessing can be interpreted in two ways. The first way is physically. At that time, only Adam and Eve. So it is a blessing that can multiply a lot. And cover the whole earth. But nowadays we can interpret in spiritual way. You can bring a lot of people to the church. So spiritually you can give birth of a person. So Paul considered Timothy my son in the Lord. Because spiritually he cultivated the faith of Timothy. So we still can be fruitful and multiplied spiritually. Two, rule over the land. Today's mankind rule over the planet Earth. So if you want to put an order, have all food and herbs as their food, and only food for all living creatures before the flood.
Okay.
If you want to put an order,
God first, right? Who is under God? Man, right? Who is under man?
Who is under man?
Chinese called 物, 那在英文怎么讲? Material? Okay,
this is the order, God give man authority to rule everything in the world, including the tiger, including the elephant, right? When you see the circle, right? Show in the circle, or in the Thailand, a small children, right? And holding a cord, and what? And the big elephant just follow the small children, right? Have you ever seen a big elephant control a small children and make a show? No. Never. When you go to the zoo, you are looking for the animal, right? Did you go to the zoo to looking for different kind of mankind? This kind come from Africa, they come from South America, this kind from North Pole. No. So the lion, very mightily, and been put into the cage, and we go there and take a look at them. Why? Because a man already given authority by God to take care of all the other creatures. All the other creatures. So if you want to put an order, God, and then man, and all the other creatures. This is a sequence. But now, the problem is what?
We human beings, God, and then material, and then what? Man.
The sequence reversed. So we are under the control of material. That is the problem, where the problem come from. 1987 or 88, I went to Africa. I bring with me a Walkman. I thought I'm very free because I bring a Walkman. Anytime I can listen to Walkman. And I want to bring a Walkman, I have to bring an extra battery. If I bring a Walkman, I have to bring the extra tape. I cannot bring a Walkman without tape. And what is the purpose? So in order to bring a Walkman, I will bring extra battery, extra tapes. So one third of my luggage was occupied by the Walkman tape and the battery. So later on, after I finished the whole journey, I start to think, am I the one who been controlled by Walkman or the Walkman control me? All depends on how do you see it. So after that trip, I just forget everything. I go there in the evening. I have nothing to do, I just take a seat and look at the sky and I enjoy the universe. I'm free. I'm CD player and listen. Yes, you look at them, they are very free. But actually, they are being controlled by the material already. So human being, we put material on ahead of us, between God and us, we put on material. So the material make the separation between you and God, alienate you from God. Do you know how serious it is? You think you are free, but you are controlled by material. So to live a simple life is very important. Simple life. Do you know in America there's a tribe of people called what? Amish, right? Is that called Amish? A-M-I-N-H. Amish, right? Okay. So regardless, you know what I'm saying, huh? In New Jersey, close to Philadelphia, there's a city called Birds in the Hen. That's what? A city called Birds in the Hen. Amish, the tribe. This time, on my way to New Jersey, I happened to drive by there. I take a look. The Amish people, do you know what kind of bicycle they ride? The bicycle without rubber. They consider rubber as worthy. So the bicycle only have the wheel of made of wood or made of metal. And the bicycle is very low. So the bicycle is not for you to riding upon it. The bicycle is just a roller skate, some kind like that. So on the one hand, you step on the bicycle, on the other hand, you keep on, use this hand to pedal your bicycle and keep on going. Children, women, men, all riding that kind of simple bicycle. And in their house, there's no electricity, no electrical fan, no air condition, no TV. They regard us as worldly. Can you do that kind of life? Can you do that? Are you sure? You keep on nodding your head. Go back home and turn off everything. Try. If you can live a simple life, then you can discover your relationship with God restored, become more intimate. So nowadays, the reason you are alienated from God because you have too many material, you have too many worldly enjoyment, you have too many entertainment, that alienate you from God. So when you look into God's creation, God, man, and other creation, we have to remember, pray in silence.